You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 107.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, how's it going? Appreciate you joining me on another show here. And I'm going to cover something today and take a little bit of a different approach, something I've never done. So obviously this is, we're 107 episodes in, continues to grow. I continue to be amazed by the positive feedback and just the validation I'm getting from, you know, you, the listener, and from just a lot of people out there. And it's, you know, it's not only does it inspire me, it motivates me to keep going, but it's humbling. To know that I'm having an impact. I actually I received an email not too long ago from a gentleman that credited me for helping him close his first deal. And I had never spoken to this particular person. I had never met him. He was basically telling me that, you know, a lot of what he's been listening to the shows from the beginning, and it's helped him, you know, close his first deal, which honestly, it's as crazy as this may sound, that felt better to me than closing any deal. And I'm actually, that's what we're going to be talking about today is I'm going to be, you know, the title of this particular show, I think I'm going to call it the May Income Report, because I'm going to do a deep dive and I'm going to kind of reveal exactly what we spent on marketing, how much revenue was generated, how we got the deals, what were the takeaways. And so, I'm going to give you an inside look into our books here for the month of May. But before I do that, do me a favor. It was so awesome to get that email from this particular guy. And so if you find yourself in a similar place that you feel like I've helped you directly or indirectly close a deal, close several deals, or just anything, something that you've picked up on the show or from me that has made an impact on your life and on your business, do me the favor, give me the gift and let me know. Because again, that's, you know, the money's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. We're all in business to make money. You know, I want to, my family's my why. And so providing for them is huge, right? It's number one. But helping people, knowing that I'm having an impact is so fulfilling and it's rewarding. And so again, give me that gift. If I have helped you in any way, shape or form, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com, alex@flipempire.com. And I'd love to hear from you and maybe even have a conversation about it. So anyway, so moving on, this is something, an idea I picked up from some of the bigger guys in the podcasting world, you know, will publish their income reports on a monthly basis. And they'll reveal to the public exactly how much money they made, exactly how much money they spent. And so I thought it was a cool idea. It's being very transparent. I think in today's marketplace, you got to be authentic. You got to be yourself. And now that's not to say you need to reveal everything to the public. Obviously, there are certain things that are, you know, that are, there's certain things that should be kept internal. But anyway, we had one of our best months ever. And so I'm going to reveal here the numbers for the month of May in terms of revenue that our business generated. And I want to keep it real with you like I always have. I never, you know, I don't think anyways I've ever bullshitted you here. I'm telling you the truth. You know, it's not always like this. But one of the things I'm going to talk about is the expectation and the mindset that it takes to achieve whatever goals you have. And so, but before I get to that, again, let me just keep it real with you. We started the year off really slow in our business. And there's a couple different reasons for that. Number one, we kind of took our foot off the gas, you know, November, December, as far as marketing campaigns were concerned. And it's interesting because sometimes, you know, you shouldn't do something and you still do it anyways, right? So we all fall. It's about getting back up, right? And that's a lesson in and of itself. But so in January, I can't remember the last time we went a month where we did not close a deal. And in January was the first time in, I don't know, at least 2-3 years that I can remember anyways, that we didn't close any deals in January. And so we started off the year slow and then we started to pick it up in February, March, April. And I got really, really intentional about what was working in our business, what wasn't, and what we needed to do moving forward, probably around February, beginning February. And then in March, I did something that I think was, I challenged our team, and I think it was a big driver to what led to May. And so let me kind of give you the bird's eye view here. So as far as May is concerned, we closed four deals, and total profits for the month of May, $162,099.85. Okay, so basically rounded up 15 cents, $162,100 was the total profits for the month of May, and that was made up by four deals. Now, again, guys, these numbers are all relative. To some people listening, 162 grand in a month is just, they can't even imagine it, right? And to other people, like I know guys that are doing significantly more than that in a month. And right, so this is all relative. So this, I hope this doesn't come across braggy in any way, because believe me, that's not what this is about. That's not what I'm about. I just want to share with you, you know, what we did to accomplish one of our better months in terms of revenue. And this is all stuff that I think you guys, not I think, I know you guys can replicate this. I know you can duplicate it. And so again, you know, results aren't typical, like, you know, there's the disclaimer out there and all that. And so this required work, and this required, just being very focused, very intentional. And so this isn't push button profits kind of deal. But anyway, so month of May, 162 grand, four deals closed, and, I'm going to get into the specific numbers of the deals, but I want to tell you first, well, let me get into the specific numbers, and then I'm going to give you the takeaways, how we were able to accomplish that. Okay, so two of those deals came from direct mail. Specifically, we hit a specialty list. The tax default list has been performing very well for us. And so, you know, whatever market you're in, the specialty list always tend to give you higher profits, at least in my experience. The sellers tend to be more motivated. So in this particular case, we hit a list of homeowners that were behind on taxes, right? At least 2 years. And we've had similar results with other lists like, vacant abandoned properties, inherited properties, you know, code. We haven't had much success with code violations, but that's an example of a specialty list. So if you're doing direct mail, first of all, if you're not, you definitely should, even though response rates are down, and I'll get to that in a second. Direct mail continues to be very profitable for us. It's requiring that we spend a lot more money on direct mail to get deals. But this is an example of it not being the case. Okay. So I'll get to that in a few minutes here, but, okay. So two of those deals, one of them came from, we sent out 2,058 postcards to a tax default list. Total cost was $901.57. We sent out a postcard campaign. We got a 2.04% response rate. And we closed one deal from that campaign right on the first shot, made $55,349.85. Okay, so oftentimes that doesn't happen. We've sent out direct mail campaigns and we won't get a deal till the third, fourth, fifth, sixth follow-up, right? And that's actually, you know, that's one of the takeaways that I'm going to get to here in a bit. But in this particular case, we sent out a list. First of all, we take the calls live. Had this been last year and that would have gone to a voicemail, that deal probably would have gone to someone else. We took the call live. We built great rapport with the seller. We identified, her challenge, and we were able to provide a solution, and we acted quick, and it was an easy sell. It was a great deal. So that's that one. And then 4 weeks later, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks later, we sent a follow-up campaign to the same exact list, 2,058 postcards sent to the tax default list, another $901.57 spent. In this particular case, we got a 1.99% response rate. So blended average between the two, we're basically at 2% response rate, which is, you know, it's average, it's decent in this market. And on that deal, we closed one. Another guy that was behind on taxes, we made $40,850 on that deal. Okay, both of these closed in May. And so between both direct mail campaigns, we spent basically $1,800, $1,803.14, which brought in total profits of $96,199.85. I'm getting very specific to the penny here. This isn't BS. I'm happy to share any of this information with you guys. But again, this isn't what's important, is how much money we made, because honestly, that doesn't impact or help you in any way. It's how we were able to accomplish that. Quickly, I want to talk about the third and the fourth deal. So the third deal was the most rewarding because we spent $0 to get this deal. It came from a cold call. Okay, so we got a list of vacant properties. We got the phone numbers, and we started pounding the phones. And I think on this particular list, we had like 162 phone numbers, and we connected with a guy right off the bat that had been he was debating whether he wanted to rehab the property himself or if he wanted to just go ahead and sell it. The guy lived about an hour and a half away from the property, and he wasn't looking forward to the drive back and forth. He was an older gentleman. And anyway, we locked up the property and we closed about 2.5-3 weeks later. And on that particular deal, we made $58,400 on a cold call, which didn't cost us any money. It was just some time and some effort. We located a motivated seller and we got it done. And then the last deal was a tiny one. It was a joint venture deal. It was a buddy of mine here in Miami that locked up a property. We have a great relationship. We don't often market other people's deals. In this particular case, we had a very good relationship. We knew we had a buyer for the property, and we reached out to some buyers and we put the deal together. The total profit on that one was $15K, of which we got half of that, so $7,500 on that joint venture deal, and we basically got that done with a simple email. So total profits for me. Or I should say revenue, really, $162,099.85. And we basically spent, what did we spend? $1,800 to get that amount in profits. Now, here are the takeaways, right? I pretty much boiled it down to about 5 or 6 takeaways that I think this is where really the value of this particular episode is going to come for you. Number one, mindset. Okay. You've probably heard me say this before. If you've been following me on the show for a while, you get what you expect. And so I challenged our team in February and I said, number one, we need to expect to make more on our deals. We work hard. We spend a lot of money on marketing, taking the calls, and we provide a valuable service to our clients, which are our cash buyers. We find them great deals. We do the legwork that they don't want to do or they're not willing to do. And we provide them great deals. And most of these people are either buying and holding or fixing and flipping. And so we need to continue to push the envelope as investors, as wholesalers, to expect to make more in our deals. So it's the mindset that not only do we expect to make more, but that we're going to make more. It's going to happen. Like, it's already done. You just haven't realized the money in your bank account. Does that make sense? So the mindset is critical. That's number one, because if you don't have that, nothing else I share with you is going to work for you. So think about the deals that you're doing in your market, or if you're not doing any deals, think about you closing those deals. Think about, the amount of revenue that you want to generate in your business and expect it to happen. Number two is you got to set a goal. So I remember at some point in March or April, I challenged the team and it was 200 grand in the next couple of months. So basically 100,000 in revenue per month. And, here we are, and we totally shattered that number. We almost got to that total number in 1 month. And so setting a goal, writing it down, and then if you have a team, making sure that you have buy-in from your team members. That's so important. If there's no way in hell I would have done this by myself. My acquisitions guy was a huge part of this process. My sales guy was as well. I mean, I'm so fortunate that and blessed that I have an awesome small team around me. Our transaction coordinator, like, everybody played a big hand in this. There's no way I would have done it by myself. And so even if you're a one man or one woman operator, the same applies. It doesn't matter. Set a goal, whether you have team members or not, you got to get buy-in from yourself first and foremost, because if you don't believe it, there's no way that you're going to be able to convey and communicate that message and that goal to your team members and get buy-in from them. Okay. Number three is specialty list. If you're doing direct mail, which you should be, you know, the absentees, the high equity properties, that's great. You should definitely hit those. But think about the different specialty lists, whether it's probates, whether it's inherited, whether it's code violations, fire damaged, garage sales, tax default list. All these different types of lists are what's called specialty lists. Okay. And you have a better chance of connecting with somebody that needs to sell their house below market value versus, and by the way, one of those deals was owner occupied. The other one was a vacant property. So I like to hit them both, vacants and owner occupied. The fourth is follow-up. We would have never gotten that second deal if we wouldn't have sent a second follow-up campaign. And by the way, we're in the process of sending, or I think we've already sent the third one. And so I fully expect to pick up another couple of deals from the third follow-up. So you see how this all kind of ties in together. Hopefully you're seeing the power of this and you can start to apply this in your business, which is ultimately the goal. It's, again, who gives a shit about the amount of money I made? It's what can this do for you? And this is the part of the show that I'm hoping you take and you run with it. So number five, cold calling. Again, you know, we made almost 60 grand on a deal that we just picked up the phone and called and spoke to a seller. Now, we got hangups, right? So we had people that hung up on us. We got some people that got pissed off at us. We got some people that told us they weren't interested. But we did get a handful of people that were interested, one of which was this particular gentleman. And by the way, both of these people provided us with awesome testimonials that we ended up adding to our website. And it was just, it's awesome. It's just a win-win-win all the way around, right? And so cold calling is, in this particular market, there's a lot of quote unquote competition. I don't really like to use that word, but there's a lot of people out there that are sending direct mail. And so you got to stand out from the crowd. You got to get aggressive. So whether it's door knocking, cold calling, talking to people to generate more referrals, think about all the different things you can do that don't really cost you money other than time and effort, whether it's your time or effort or somebody on your team or somebody that you hire. But if you're just sitting home behind a computer and you're just, you can close deals and you can make some money, but I really feel like the common denominator when I speak to successful investors across the country and some of the thought leaders in our space is in this market, especially if you're in a hot market, you got to go above and beyond. You got to get aggressive. You got to pound the phones. You got to pound the streets and you got to do what most people aren't willing to do to get the kind of results that you're expecting and the kind of results that you want. And then number six is kind of the last one I'll leave you with is continue to nurture. It's a relationship business. Okay. And continue to nurture relationships with some of your top buyers and top of mind awareness. When you're in front of these people, don't just send out an email about your deals and expect that it's getting in front of eyeballs. There's so much noise with emails and email rates, open rates are dropping. And so, this one particular buyer that picked up a deal, we sent him an email, but it must have hit his spam or he never got it. He only found out about it because we also followed up with a text message campaign. So when you're marketing, think about hitting your buyers and your clients in different ways. Don't just rely on one form of marketing, whether it's email, whether it's text messaging, a voice broadcast, a slide broadcast. We pretty much did everything here short of sending direct mail to our buyers list. So think about the different ways that you can get in front of your customers, which are your cash buyers if you're a wholesaler. Let me know your thoughts on the format, the content of this particular show. Again, I've never done, like an income report type episode, but if it's something that you find value in, let me know and I'll continue to put out this type of content. So I'll catch you on the next show and thanks. Let me know your feedback.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.